Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, January 4th. Well, it appears we had a holiday delayed turnaround Tuesday coming in this morning, so we are firmer across the board in the grains. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all higher. Preeminent player today was the soybeans, with March up 20 and a quarter cents at 10.15 and a quarter, and the November up 15 and a half cents at 9.98 and three quarters. Now that brings the March beans back above the 100-day moving average at 9.99 and three quarters, and also back above the 200-day moving average at $10.06. March beans also put in a daily key reversal. This is where we traded below yesterday's low and then closed above yesterday's high. So that is a very positive signal on the charts. A lot of this coming out of people paying a little bit more attention to the weather down in South America. So they're getting basically too much rain in Argentina, looking for possible either late seeding or inability to get seed in the ground at all. And also there is isolated flooding. And also there is some dryness in Brazil. Now some of the rains they're expecting to give a little relief there have been discounted a bit. So all of a sudden the funds are jumping back on the bandwagon here and aggressively buying the beans. And what this also did is piggybacked on this, the wheat and the corn. So we've got March wheat up 12 cents at 418 and a half. Kansas City March wheat up 12 and a half cents at 426 and a half. Some state reports of declines in the winter wheat conditions by about 10 to 11 percentage points, adding to the funds' aggressiveness in covering the extremely large short position that they have. Also going along with this is the index fund rebalancing, where those index funds are expected to have to add between 30 and 50,000 longs in order to get their funds correctly balanced. In the corn, a similar reaction today, index rebalancing and rallying on the back of the rally in beans. So March finishing up 4 cents at 359 and 3 quarters. Rebalancing there, expected to be purchasers of between 60 and 100,000 contracts of corn. So we'll see, have to see how this pans out and if there's any continued follow through. In outside markets, we've got the dollar also helping, down 50 points at 102.70. Crude oil up 75 cents a barrel at 53.08, but still $2 off of yesterday's high. So that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.